This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
And now, a look at local and regional news. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A proposed housing complex in Park Falls would add 60 units on 20 acres. The Park Falls City Council selected Commonwealth Real Estate Acquisitions, LLC, to oversee building the complex. Commonwealth will next apply for housing tax credits to fund the project and analyze the site of the complex while the city holds the property. The proposed 20-acre site would be on State Highway 13 and Tower Road in Park Falls. Construction could start as soon as late next year. Thursdays, beginning April 23rd and running through to June 4th, there's soccer over at the YMCA. Ages 4 to 7 will be from 5:15 to 5:45 p.m., and ages 8 to 11 will be 6 to 6:45 p.m. Kids will build fundamental soccer skills through fun, high-energy drills and gameplay led by their dedicated coaches. These are skill-focused sessions that promote teamwork, coordination, and confidence. These will be taking place at Discobia Park right here in Park Falls. Registration opens for members April 6th and non-members April 10th. Any questions can be directed to Program Director Hannah Kohler at 715-650-9622. Once again, these are taking place beginning Thursdays, April 23rd, running through to June 4th, over at the YMCA of the Northwoods, right here in Park Falls. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State Representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Manske at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring 3 sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mazurowski gets the start for Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mazurowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else, so it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Wolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
Did we win the last game? Right. But my point is, yeah, but we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little rain possible with a low dropping to near 35. And then tomorrow, a little fog, some showers, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.